This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want, and then coming up, we got the so-called libertarian vice presidential candidate, Bill Weld, who actually vouches for Hillary Clinton in an interview with Rachel Maddow. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I got to say, it's, I need to hear more.
Oh, it looks like the video's been taken down, by the way, so we'll have to look around for another one. I went to the blog post about this at libertyviral.com. We'll find another one, because this is real. I watched it happen, so I'm sure somebody else has re-uploaded it elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
We'll dig it up, and then we'll play the audio for you here. It's insane. Plus, you know, since I've been holding on to it, I've got the audio of Kennedy's interview with the same character, this Bill Weld guy. And she just grills him, and this is from a few weeks ago, actually.
Kennedy's a much more libertarian gal on...
she's very libertarian,
yeah,
I can tell.
Fox Business.
Yep, she's a former MTV VJ from way back in the day. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though, to start things out here in hour number two. Ian and Mark here on Free Talk Live to the phones and the fun. Our toll-free number, by the way, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Boris, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Boris.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm on your TV show because I'd like to do a plea to help to save my dad's life and tell my story of what's going on with my dad and his former employer.
Well, what's the story?
What's going on?
Okay, my dad was hired in at the Goodyear Tire Rubber Company in 1972 in Jackson, Michigan, but the plant blew up. So he had a choice of taking a buyout or transferring to keep his seniority and continue his service with the company. So he chose to continue his service with the company. So he transferred down to Union City, Tennessee. And he moved us down there, me and my mother. And on May 11th, way back in 1984, he got hurt on the job. And Goodyear got mad because he got hurt on the job. So they fired him on the same day that he got hurt. Everything I'm telling you, I got proof and I got evidence, paperwork, documentation, and everything.
Okay.
And Goodyear fired my dad on the same day that he got hurt, and they never paid a medical bill. And when we moved back to Michigan, Goodyear turned around and said they will only pay for a Tennessee doctor, no Michigan doctor. And so they cut off my dad's benefits when they found out my dad moved back to Michigan. And my dad could not only call the plant in Tennessee, but he also called the main headquarters in Akron, Ohio. The main headquarters in Akron, Ohio told my dad, well, the doctor did not complete his surgery because the doctors in Tennessee, come to find out it was Goodyear doctors, and we did not know because we was the fresh face in town. And so they want my dad to move back to Tennessee with his family and lay down so they could continue to take that disc out, which he never had, a bad or a ruptured disc. This is what the doctors from Michigan are saying. And
so the doctors in Michigan disagree with the doctors in Tennessee?
Yes. The doctors in Tennessee say they took my dad's fifth disc out. But the doctors here in Michigan said no. They never gave my dad the tests in Tennessee. But in Michigan, he had the MRI, he had the CAT scan, he had the CT scan, and the monogram. And Goodyear and the doctors don't have nothing. We went to the Goodyear Union. They sided with the Goodyear tire and rubber company.
The Union sided with the company?
Yes, I got it documented. My dad got in touch with the president of the United Rubber Workers, President Sumo, on July 18, 1988. He told me that to go down there and have the operation.
In
Union City, Tennessee. My dad had a surgery in Jackson, Tennessee at Baptist Memorial Hospital. Dr. H. Glenn Burnett malpracticed on my dad. There's a whole bunch of doctors involved and everything. So my dad, here in Michigan, with no insurance, with no he got fired with no type of income for his family. And we went to the politicians for help. And,
oh, you know,
in Michigan, all of them. Yeah. Okay, my dad got in touch with Representative Thomas O'Neill and Congressman Carl Purcell. And they referred my Purcell referred my dad back to Representative O'Neill, and nothing wasn't done.
What year
my
was
dad
this?
Got in touch with. This was August 25th, 1986.
Okay. So this is a long time ago.
August, yeah.
30 years ago.
August, right. August 26, 1986, my dad got in touch with Senator Kennedy. He didn't help. And September 9, 1986, my dad got a letter for Senator Kennedy, and he referred my dad to Senator Regal, and nothing wasn't done.
Of course. I mean, these politicians, they, you know, they're not going to generally be very helpful. They'll act like they care, but ultimately probably not do anything. I mean, we're talking about something that happened 30 years ago, so why are we talking about this today? Is your dad still around?
Okay.
Fast forward.
Okay, what happened is, we're going to fast forward. Okay. My mother, when she was living, my mother had breast cancer, lung cancer, and brain cancer. Goodyear still will not release my dad's insurance and benefits or pension. The state of Michigan told my parents that they would have to be on a medical spend out of $968 for my mother by herself. And then my dad, on a separate spend out, would have to be on $853, which only have $1,300 to live off of.
What is the word that you're using, spend dollar?
No, spend down. You got to have a medical spend down to get insurance.
Spend down.
So like
you
a copay?
Yes.
Okay. Got
yes. They, right. So they got to pay a total of $1,821 a month, but you only have $1,300 to live off.
Right. Not gonna pay that.
But right. And so we didn't have it. So my mother died. And recently, my dad just had last year. He had two ulcer bleeds. He went to the University of Michigan Hospital, as well as St. Joseph's Hospital, as well as Henry Ford Allegiance, all in Michigan. And he had three upper GI surgeries. And my dad, he was 63 when he had them.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, he weighed 170 pounds, and when he had the surgery and everything, he was down to 119 pounds.
Wow.
He lost 25% of his stomach. And he also lost 40% of his pancreas. I'm my dad's power attorney. I got in touch with the Goodyear Tire Rubber Company and told my dad when he was fighting for his, I mean, told the company what my dad was fighting for his life. Goodyear told my crack jokes about it. But when I got my power attorney papers, they didn't want to say, well, Mr. This and Mr. That. And out the service that my dad put in for 14 years, they said my dad only eligible for $180 a month. I said, no, I got a copy of the contract. The contract states if you get hurt on the job, you get $500 a week for life. And if you die, then it goes to your spouse, as long as your spouse don't remarry. I told Goodyear, you're not talking to no fool and everything.
So what you're looking to do is hold them to their contract.
Yes. Yes. Because my dad got hurt on the job, and he's under the grandfather's plan. And, you know, something needs to be done about it. The reason I'm here, try to get a plea for help. And also, each and every time I reach out for help, the police throw me in jail for no reason at all. Last time they threw me in jail, they damaged my shoulder, and I can't get no medical attention here.
Oh, man.
The NAACP know about this. They discriminated against us, the local, the state, and the national.
Have Reverend you contacted Jackson, any contract law attorneys?
Yes, the attorneys here said we have a case, mm-hmm. but then when they turn around and look at copies of my dad's evidence, they say Goodyear's in the right. Some of them never even turn back over my dad's copy.
I miss what you said there. They said what's in the right?
Goodyear.
Goodyear's in the right?
They said Goodyear was in the right. Go back down to Tennessee and have the surgery.
It's a long time to get surgery that was requested in the 1980s. What do you want people to do to help?
I want people to know what happened to my family. I'm reaching out a plea for help. And also, earlier this year, sir, the Goodyear Tire Rubber Company, since I'm my dad's power attorney, I went through the University of Michigan Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan, one of the biggest hospitals in the country. Goodyear Tire Rubber Company, all five of the doctors that was involved in the hospitals, all of them admitted they have no medical records on my dad.
Boris, if you can give us a website or something like that, we'll give it out here in a moment. Thanks for the call. Hang on.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. It's always hard when people have a personal tragedy, and you know, the best I can do is really listen and you know, give the most basic suggestions I can possibly come up with. I mean, it's got to be overwhelming to be in a situation where your closest loved ones are being treated poorly and you have what feels like no recourse.
That's I mean, that's essentially, and it's happened over and over again here on Free Talk Live. Sometimes people just need to vent.
Absolutely. You know? And we're always happy to listen. By the way, I did ask our board operator to ask Boris, who we just had on the line. He told a very involved story, and I'm sure we only heard a fraction of it, of over a three or four decade long period involving his father being allegedly screwed over by the Goodyear Tire Company as a longtime worker for them and having some health issues. That he wanted some assistance. He said attorneys were telling him that they don't have a case, which is usually a really bad sign.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
I'm not sure what assistance you can offer him. But if there's something you want to help him with, he doesn't have a website, but he does have an email. Generally, I don't recommend giving emails out over the air, but if that's what he wants to do, then I'm going to do that. So the email for Boris is mrbiggs093@gmail.com. That's Biggs with two G's, mrbiggs093@gmail.com. And I wish Boris the best of luck with this. It doesn't sound particularly promising. I wish I could say something more encouraging.
Yeah.
But good luck, and thank you, Boris, for calling and sharing that with us here tonight. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, by the way. If you've got Bitcoin, we want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. And I don't know if you noticed this, Mark, but Jax just updated, I think it was yesterday, with yet another cryptocurrency. This is a wallet. Yeah, this is a wallet that not only will allow you to hold your Bitcoin, but it also has several other. It started with like three. Now it's got a bunch of cryptocurrencies in there that you can actually use, or you can acquire and hold on to and spend or save or do whatever you want with it, give it away. So in addition to Bitcoin and Ether and Dash and let's see, what else do they have? The new Augur Rep token is in the Jax wallet. And
Litecoin.
Litecoin was recently added as well. And let's see, there's another one that was just added, Zcash. I believe they have added Zcash, which is the new hot cryptocurrency of the moment, at
least. I thought there were like 12 Zcash out there, so.
You think there was more than one Zcash?
No, I meant the tokens.
Oh, no. There's like 3,000 of them at the moment. You can go to coincap.io. I think it's – I should actually double-check to make sure it's listed there. But normally coincap.io is a really good site to kind of get the details.
Sure, I go, yeah. And as a matter of fact, I know it's there.
On these cryptocurrencies. It wasn't there the first day that it released, but I guess you need to have cryptos be out for a couple days before anybody knows what the pricing of these things are. Anyway, the Zcash we've talked about here on Free Talk Live over the last several days, it's somewhat controversial. Some of our listeners are saying it's very excited. Others are saying beware. There's some questionable things about this Zcash. But right now, the price is actually higher than Bitcoin. So Zcash is currently the most valuable cryptocurrency per unit on the list. Not market cap, but the price per Zcash, per one Zcash, is currently at around $900 to $1,000U.S. dollars. And Bitcoin is at around 730 or 700, and I think actually just jumped up to around 740 this evening. So it's very interesting that a crypto would start at such a high price. Normally when cryptocurrencies launch, they're worth next to nothing or very, very little. And Zcash has sort of been the reverse of that. So we're watching it with interest, that's for sure. And if you've wanted to get yourself a wallet that will hold Zcash, well, now you have one. It's Jax. Go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, and you can download your Jax there. Plus, it's available in the Apple App Store as well as the Google, the Android App Store. Created by Anthony DiOrio, by the way, listener of Free Talk Live, and the creator of the Crypto Kit. Jax is a great wallet. It's easy to back up your wallet, so even if you lose your phone or it breaks, like Mark, your phone recently broke, you've got another phone, but presumably, you backed up your Jax wallet phrase somewhere.
Yes.
Yes? Okay, good. So you'll be good to go at recovering your Bitcoin there. Plus, it's available for Windows, for Mac, for Linux, as well. It's cross-platform, which is one of the things that makes it awesome. JAXX.io. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Ben is listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hello. I love your show, first of all. It's a good show.
Thanks, Ben.
The one question I wanted to ask is, you heard about the shootings in Des Moines. What is your opinion about that?
I have not. Is this breaking news?
No, it happened early this morning, last time last night in the morning.
The
police. They killed two officers.
Wow, no, I hadn't heard about that at all.
Yeah, some guy shot a couple of cops, right?
Yep, they went up to him and blew the one cop in the back of his head, and the other one a couple blocks later, and blew him away.
Now, where was he shooting them? Were they in their cruisers? Were they walking on the streets?
They were sitting. From my understanding, is they were sitting in the neighborhood, and that's far as they got. And they said that there were two separate shootings at the same time.
Well, I think it's a tragedy.
Has the person been caught?
No, as far as I know, I haven't checked on the news lately, but I haven't checked to make sure. But I was just curious of what your opinion was on that.
Well, my opinion is I don't support violence as a solution to a problem of police abuse. I think that the police are definitely, a problem when it comes to them aggressing against peaceful people, ruining people's lives who don't deserve it, people who might just be drug users or, other peaceful, nonviolent individuals. And I think that has ruined the police's reputation, further the violence that they use on top of that, the unnecessary violence that they frequently use. And I'm not saying all police are this way, but there's plenty of them who are. And the good cops don't do anything about them, for the most part. Violence is not the solution to this problem. Having video cameras, reporting on the police, recording what they do, putting it out there up on the internet for people to see, holding them accountable, like the folks over at CopBlock.org recommend. That's what I believe is the solution. Going and killing the police or attacking the police is only going to justify the violence that they use. It's only going to justify their continuing increasing armaments.
It's gonna bolster the Blue Lives Matter movement and say, hey, look. We got to be violent because people are violent to us.
Right. So, yeah, not the solution. But what do you think about it, Ben?
Well, I do a radio show with one of my friends on the internet. And, the thing for me is I look at it as all lives matter. Yes, every department has their bad apples. But then again, these officers, sometimes you wonder, you think that their badges are pinned to scum. They're all high and mighty and nothing else matters.
Yeah, well, the thing with bad apples is a few bad apples spoils the bunch. So, that generally means that, things get worse if the bad apples are allowed to stick around. And
calls out the bad apples.
Yeah, that seems to be what happens. Ben, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. I had not even heard about that today. Was it like the top headline? Because I totally missed it.
I saw it on Facebook.
Okay. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I spent my morning eating breakfast at a buffet here in Keene and then doing a bunch of phone calls to radio stations. So that was my day.
Yeah, I think the big story today in the libertarian sphere is Bill Weld.
Oh, I did see that, and we need to dig around and find that video. But we got more of your calls coming up here. 855-450-FREE, Bill Weld, the libertarian, with quotes around it, vice presidential candidate, just embarrassing the Libertarian Party as much as he possibly can by basically coming out with a full-on endorsement of Hillary Clinton at this point. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about free market healthcare.
Well, we all know that healthcare is kind of messed up these days. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health and not on sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it really doesn't give you anything for being healthy, and that, frankly, incentivizes illness. Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance and do it incredibly cost-effectively. If you've got a family and you're paying for health insurance, you need to check into HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Now, obviously, the daily health assessment only happens if you need it, but it's there if you need it. Now, HIPAA, all these regulations make it so one doctor doesn't know what another doctor is doing. But if you have they give you a medical information card that you can hand out to EMS or first responders, the emergency room, whichever medical professional you want, you can check them out right now. HealthExcellenceSelect.com, any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. You'll love the service and the price, because that's really, I mean, it's great service, and the price is amazing. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, the audio from Bill Weld, the so-called libertarian vice presidential candidate, just absolutely proving he appears to simply be a tool of Hillary Clinton. We'll get into that here in moments. First, though, let's talk to Jeremy in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
I want to talk about...
Jeremy, before you say anything else, are you on some kind of a speakerphone or like a headset device?
No. Is this better?
It is better, though, whatever you just did, so.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to talk about a recent trip I took to Pennsylvania. I talked to some state police when I was there about it being a commonwealth, and they tell me that it is not a commonwealth. And this got me interested. So yep. I went from one end of Pennsylvania to the other. I went to Philadelphia. The mayor of Philadelphia wouldn't talk to me, so I said, okay, I'm going to go above his head. And I went to meet Tom Wolf, governor of Pennsylvania. And what he told me is that it's no longer by executive order of, I think it was FDR who did this. It went from being a commonwealth to a general law state. Okay?
General law?
Yes, sir, a general law state. Basically what it means is that the federal government's laws will always overrule what Pennsylvania has to say. And that the Pennsylvania State Police, they will follow those laws.
So what you're doing is you're responding to a listener of ours who actually surprisingly hasn't called in quite a while in a few days. Hopefully we're not jinxing that here. But you're responding to a guy who's been calling in for a number of months and has been saying over and over again how Pennsylvania is this commonwealth and that means it's independent from the United States, and he's just making all kinds of outlandish claims. Although I do believe that Pennsylvania, I know Massachusetts still calls themselves a commonwealth. I presume Pennsylvania still uses the term, but what you're saying is that you believe that the federal government has somehow overridden that. Now, did you actually meet with the governor of Pennsylvania? I mean, that's not an easy thing to do, right?
Well, yes, sir. It did take some time. I had to email him and make phone calls. But when he found out that I knew the truth about the Commonwealth issue, he agreed to meet with me. And I was actually sworn to secrecy. I had to sign a document. I might end up getting disappeared for this.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got Steven. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steven.
Hi there, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I originally wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about anarchy, because I still have some questions about that. But after the last caller about the a good year and his story in regard to them, I wanted to lighten the tone a little bit. So I wanted to tell you about a story about my journey up to Canada. It was a few months back, I think back in April or so. I've been pretty disenfranchised with the U.S. for a long time, and I've been considering my options, and Canada was one of them. So I took a trip up to Canada. I'd never been up there before back in April. And I just wanted to see what it was like, what the border crossing was like and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The events were better than I thought they would be, considering. So I'm around guns a lot, with family and whatnot. And I didn't have any with me during the crossing, but I forgot that I had a handgun clip with me.
A magazine?
So
no, there's a difference between a clip and a magazine. So the clip is something that can go ahead.
Yeah, a magazine. It was a magazine.
Okay, magazine. Just for people that don't know, it's important to point out the difference here. A magazine is something that you load into a gun that has the bullets that delivers them into the receiver of the gun. A clip is something that just kind of holds bullets, and then you can take those off of the clip and put them into a magazine. Is that right?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you had a magazine. Yeah, so was the magazine empty? I'm sorry, I missed that detail.
No, it was full. Yeah, so I went to the normal border crossing in my car. You know, it took forever to get up to the main booth there, and they asked me the standard questions: you know, where are you going? Why are you visiting Canada? Do you know anyone there? And they asked me if I have any weapons, and I honestly answered no. I didn't have any to my knowledge. It's odd. It must have been the way I answered. I answered, and then for some reason they asked me again if I had any weapons, and I was at that point I was kind of getting a little frustrated with the wait and everything, and I answered no. You know, I was getting kind of irritated. And then I was randomly selected to pull over to their secondary area. And
randomly selected because you're irritated.
Yeah, or because the way I said it, the way I responded. But I went over to secondary and I parked my car and went into their building. And I don't want to go into too many details, but it's automatic that when you go into secondary like that, they search your vehicle and you're not allowed to be anywhere near your vehicle at the time. Mm. You have to stay in the building while the officers go out and search
terrible.
Your vehicle.
I knew that was the case with the U.S. side. I didn't know they did that the same way in the Canadian side. Okay, thanks for sharing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so they made it clear that I wasn't allowed to be near the vehicle when they searched. I was like, fine. So I sat down and I waited, and then they came back and explained to me that they had found a magazine. And at that point, they were extremely aggressive and very persistent, asking me very aggressively, where's the handgun? Where's that?
Yeah.
Make a scene, and they ended up emptying my pockets and frisking me. But all told, you know, the officer didn't find anything. And then they let me on my way. You know, they obviously weren't like, hey, have a nice day or anything. But they
did they confiscate the magazine?
No, and that was surprising to me. No, they did not. They didn't even unload it. They left it in plain sight back in my vehicle. And I went on my way, and I was just thinking on the way back, I was thinking, wow, this actually could have been a lot worse. If I was a Canadian citizen coming into the U.S. and this had occurred, I may have been stripped naked and searched or detained for hours.
Hard to know what would have happened
it's
in any
possible.
Given instance.
Well, you did cross back from Canada into the U.S. at some point, so, I mean, do you want to tell that part of the story?
Well, yeah, that one was uneventful.
Really?
It was, I answered very similar questions, and it was uneventful.
And you still didn't have a weapon?
Correct, yeah, I was not transporting any weapons or anything. That one was so simple and easy and a little bit faster, I think. There was much less traffic on the way back.
Stephen, if there was more that you wanted to share, you're welcome to hang on. Otherwise, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the story tonight. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to tell your border crossing experience, because there's a wide variety of them. I've had mine. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! Hostgator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate?
I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio wave toll free. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And Bill Weld. Bill Weld. Now, who is Bill Weld, Mark?
Former governor of Massachusetts. You know, pretty like a pretty liberal Republican, basically, is what people say. And he is he was picked by Gary Johnson to be his running mate. Gary Johnson was nominated as the Libertarian presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. He asked the collected delegates there to make Bill Weld his nominee, and they did. It took a couple of rounds, but they did.
They did, and it was very controversial. I mean, Gary Johnson on his own is controversial among libertarians simply because he's not really that libertarian. I mean, he's got some libertarian-ish sounding positions on a few issues, but he doesn't ever talk about the non-aggression principle, which is the sort of the bedrock principle. As Bill Weld said to me when I questioned him about it here in Keene, the bedrock principle of the Libertarian Party, the idea of the non-aggression principle, is that it's wrong to initiate force to achieve political or social goals. And in fact, Libertarian Party members have to sign a statement that says, I agree to not advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And so any government program has the threat of force behind it. So therefore, by definition, a libertarian should be against any kind of governmental solution to anything unless it's completely voluntary and completely consensual. So then you got Bill Weld and Gary Johnson hitting the campaign trail, not really taking any kind of position on the non-aggression principle until I asked Weld about it at a campaign stop here in Keene a few weeks ago, where he did acknowledge that it's a bedrock principle and even went so far as to claim that he agreed with it. Well, maybe he does agree with it, but he sure as hell doesn't act like it when he opens his mouth on these interview shows, like when he was on Rachel Maddow, apparently, very recently. I don't know if it was this weekend or Monday or whatever it was, but The Reason's got the story here, and I've got the video from MSNBC.com. Let me just preface this with what Reason has to say. Matt Welch writing, story came from yesterday. What do vice presidential nominees usually do before election day, 1 week before? Well, let's see. Democrat Tim Kaine was in Wisconsin calling Donald Trump a misogynist who opposes equal rights. Republican Mike Pence was in Valley Forge taking up the GOP's Obamacare replacement program. The Green Party's Ajamu Baraka was busy rejecting the lesser evil formulation. And that's regarding the lesser evil, where a lot of people will object to voting for third parties.
Yeah, they're voting for Hillary Clinton because she's the lesser of the evils compared to Clinton and Trump, and he's just claiming, hey, there's another option out here.
Correct. And libertarian, so-called, William Weld was on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show announcing that, quote, "I'm here vouching for Mrs. Clinton," unquote. Welch says, "I'm not making this up."
How's that knife feel in your back, Gary? That's a shame. I mean, I really, I like Gary. As a matter of fact, I'd call him a friend. Bill Weld, I don't know, or anything like that, but this is terrible for his campaign.
Well, I mean, this isn't really that surprising to anybody who's been paying attention to what Bill Weld has been saying. He's taken...
He seems to be a fan of Hillary Clinton.
This is the furthest he's gone so far. I mean, before he sort of danced around, you know, he hasn't really come right out and said he's vouching for her until just yesterday or whatever.
What's he doing, running for a cabinet position?
But maybe so. But what he did do in the CNN town hall in, I think it was August, the first televised appearance that both of the candidates for the Libertarians made, Gary Johnson and William Weld, were together on the CNN town hall. William Weld just could not say anything negative about Hillary Clinton. He was, you know, talking about how they're old buddies from, you know, back in the day of the Nixon administration or something like that. And, you know, he just loves Hillary Clinton.
Just loves him some Hillary Clinton.
And, you know, even the thing that is just so much more ridiculous about this is he's saying this in a time when Hillary Clinton's being strung from a noose by people in her own political party.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the stories I have here tonight, I don't know if we're going to get to it tonight, but I definitely want to get to it at some point this week, is about the Clinton Foundation and this, you know, really kind of seriously ethically questionable business activities that these Clintons are involved in.
This
clearly.
Money laundering scheme?
It's not money laundering, but it's just making, it's a, like a making money scheme, yeah. And it's just insane. And, you know, you've got groups like the Young Turks, which is a kind of an independent left journalist group.
Darn lefty.
Very lefty. I saw a headline saying they were, you know, exposing the Clintons' corruption, and I thought, well, if the Young Turks are against the Clintons, this is worth watching. So I went and I watched it, and I've got an article about it from the Washington Post. It's just, it's insane. I mean, this lady...
You know they're taking heat for that, by the way. Everybody's like,
good,
do this after the election. Do it after the
good,
election.
Give it. I think it was awesome what they did.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they're calling her out. I mean, she has been strung up left and right, and this guy Weld goes on TV and he vouches for her. I mean, he's vouching for one of the most unpopular, worst politicians that we've ever seen in our lifetime. That alone is crazy enough, but the fact that he's doing it as a libertarian candidate is the most bewildering, outrageous thing. And let me continue here with Matt Welch. He says, Weld, who 1 week ago took the unusual for a third-party candidate step of delivering a campaign statement and press conference urging Republicans to vote against Trump, went considerably further off the reservation today, not only in choosing an iconic progressive primetime cable news program to call Clinton, quote, a reliable person and an honest person. Are you kidding me? I mean, nobody believes that about Clinton. Anybody who's ever paid attention to her knows she's a liar.
Him saying it isn't going to be particularly useful, right?
Absolutely. It essentially indicts his credibility, if he even had any. But in actively throwing his own campaign statement about the FBI email investigation under the bus, quote, it sounds like you do not agree with a statement from your own campaign, said Maddow, referencing Weld's prior comments in the interview that the FBI director James Comey's recent actions were incomprehensible because he says there's nothing there. That's correct, said Weld, adding that, you know, in fairness, Gary and I have not agreed on a number of substantive issues in this campaign. Hello, there's a problem here.
Yeah.
Libertarians are supposed to agree on most of the things they talk about. They may not agree on whether abortion is right or wrong, but they should agree that the government should stay out of it. Libertarians should agree the government should get out of whatever the issue is. So it shouldn't be hard to get libertarian candidates, especially the two that are supposed to be the icons for the Libertarian Party during a presidential run. It shouldn't be hard to get them on the same page about issues. If you had Daryl W. Perry, who's one of our co-hosts, and Will Coley, who is the host of The Call to Freedom, who were both presidential and vice presidential candidates who ran against these guys, if you had them in an election, if you had them running a campaign together, they'd agree on everything. They would be able to finish each other's sentences, because that's how consistent the libertarian philosophy is.
Yeah, it's consistent on issues. There's some division inside the party, but not a lot.
The division inside the party is generally over strategy, and that's where this Weld guy comes from. He comes from the idea that some libertarians have, that we need to water down the message.
He's really watered it down, though. I mean, you know, watering it down by endorsing the other candidate?
This is what you wanted. You're not even involved in the party, but you're one of these Big Ten people who are like, why don't you libertarians water down the message? Bring in more participants. This is what you get. You get a libertarian so-called presidential or vice presidential candidate using his screen time that he could be using to talk about liberty, talking about Hillary Clinton and endorsing her. I'm sorry, to say you vouch for someone, and we've got the audio, we'll play it for you, to say you vouch for somebody, that's an endorsement.
Pretty close to an endorsement.
No, that is an endorsement. It's a synonym for endorse. If you vouch for somebody, if you're going at, like, there's a club here in New Hampshire, and you got to vouch for somebody to get into it. That means you're saying, this person's trustworthy. This person, I am behind this person. I will put my reputation behind this individual. That's an endorsement.
So I would say the Libertarian Party made its mistake during the nomination process by allowing people to be nominees who, I don't know, hadn't been in the party for a year.
Yeah, he just joined the party.
And B, allowing people to be not just delegates, but nominees for positions without having been in the party for, I don't know, a year, 2 years. There should be some kind of period of time, it seems like.
Guess they didn't think about that.
You can go ahead and go get your free party membership now and get ready to derail the Libertarian Party for next year, I guess.
Or save the Libertarian Party.
That's true. Please do that. lp.org/FTL.
That's lp.org/FTL. That will get you a free Libertarian Party membership, so maybe you can help them steer in a sane direction here. So he's saying here he hasn't agreed with Gary on a number of substantive issues. Maddow, smelling blood, mused that, quote, the Libertarian Party hasn't treated you great if they're putting out statements that you disagree with under your own name. I can't imagine that
you're... Maybe you should try the Democrats.
Yeah. I can't imagine that your loyalty to them is stronger than your fear of Trump as a president. And then asked Weld what he would really counsel voters in swing states to do. And his response, we'll play it for you, coming up here in hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want, 855-450-FREE. I mean, can it get worse for the Libertarian Party at this point in the campaign? It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.